world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 4th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. Right now, we're going to talk with our friends at the Port Edwards Fire Department. We have Fire Chief Dustin Leese with us right now. Dustin, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time, man. I have to, you know, tell you, and the audience already knows a part of this, but I wanted to be an actor. I've been in acting since I was 7 years old, been doing jobs like this for a very long time. But my first love was firefighting. Sure. When I was a little kid in Chicago, our first field trip, we went to the Chicago Fire Department, and I have been blown away ever since. I think firefighters are superheroes. I admire the work so very, very much. And for a long time, we've been looking to have more firefighters on the air with us. So I really appreciate the time and the ability to be able to kind of focus on what you guys do over there. You have some great events coming up we're going to get to in a bit, tell people how they can be involved. But before we do, Dustin, I thought this is a great opportunity to kind of a day in the life of a firefighter and what it is to do this job and what it is to be a part of this world. And if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of start right there.
Sure. So for us in Port Edwards, we're all a volunteer staff. So you do your normal daily job, your 40-hour week job, you wear a pager. And if you're available to come when the call comes in, we'll take you anytime. I get people's lives are busy and hectic and everything in between, but we have a lot of great volunteers that take time out of their day. A lot of husband and wife couples that are on the department that come, they help, they'll go on calls, they'll do these events with us. Really trying to make it a more of a family-focused environment around the fire department. I like having kids around, showing them the fire trucks, all the things. So like you talked about, you know, when we get into the events, we actually have when we do the events, they come bring their children with, and their children actually help out do the events with us. So it's actually, you know, try to make it a very much a family environment. And then you foster, hopefully, the next generation of firefighters, too, right, to help bring them in.
I know, especially in the city where I'm from and all that, how much of a family tradition it is to your father was a firefighter, your grandfather was a firefighter, and continuing with it and keeping that kind of legacy going with those things. But you hit it on the head, too, that what can light up in a kid with seeing something like this, and who knows that where they end up as an adult and hopefully doing this kind of work or volunteering or something. You never know what can come from that. It's part of why we're so thankful when our fire departments are represented at Touch a Truck events and things like that. Anything we can do that, along with, I think, building bridges. And making people more and more comfortable, not just reaching out to a fire department, but you know, being a part of events and volunteering and some of that. When it comes to the amount of people that we have on that on those pagers that are available, how many do we have exactly with that?
Right now, our department is at 21, a roster of 21. I do have a couple more applications that are in right now. So hopefully my maximum that I can get to is 30 members.
Okay.
So we're getting there. I mean, I took over in June of last year as the fire chief. When I took over, there was 9 members on the roster. So now going from June of last year till, you know, August of this year, we went from 9 to 21 members, which is amazing. I love it.
Yeah. There's a lot of businesses out there that would kill for those numbers.
Right.
That's fantastic. And in this day and age, where we need it so badly, we need people good people in these spots. A big tip of the hat to you and your staff and everybody for bringing those numbers up, and for doing this work in general. I will probably ramble about that a couple of times in this interview, but we cannot express enough as a community, as a city, as a state, how much we appreciate all of our firefighters and the work that's being done.
Yeah, for sure. And my full-time job is actually with Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department. That's where I work full-time. When I got hired in there in March of 2009, I was one of, I think, 20 members on the list to get hired. Mm. Now when we hire people, if we have enough people just to fill the vacancies that we have on the list, it's crazy.
It reminds me very much of farming and some other industries that we're constantly trying to not only get younger people involved in and want to care about and be a part of, but reminding people of how important these industries are and how much, but you'd know if they weren't there. you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't want it to come to that or anything.
Right.
The more attention, the more awareness we can bring to this stuff is not only, I think, our responsibility as a radio station, as a community, it is, to support these things. And certainly to reminding our, you know, one of the other things that happens, and this happens a lot, I notice, with politics, but it really happens with a lot of other industries too, especially city-run industries. To mom and dads, the parents out there, the guardians out there, when you're talking about these industries, especially around kids, they're hearing how you talk about them.
Yeah, and, for sure.
You know, regardless of how that conversation goes, that might skew how they are when they are older and wanting to be a part of these things. I encourage people to remember that when you're thinking of this stuff, when you're talking about them, certainly be yourselves. We're Americans. We're going to speak our minds. That's what we do around here.
Right.
But doing it with context, doing it with some understanding that it's not just you in the room, or it's not just you that is affected by that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I said it's such a big shift to make a more of a family environment at the fire station. Because like I said, you are seriously fostering the next generation of firefighters, I guess you'd say.
When it comes to being a volunteer and being a part of things, and we're going to touch on this a little bit later, but how people can find out more if they want to be involved. But when it comes to that process, if you're coming into it and you've never done anything like this before, and taking somebody like for the audience that doesn't know, I am 6'1" and just skin and bones. I got muscle to me, but I mean it's hard to tell. but somebody like me, I walk into that industry and I want to help. I want to be a volunteer. And even you can train even me. You can get even me get up and going on this.
Yep. Yeah. Anybody that wants to come in, you don't have to have any training at all. We'll send you to firefighter school to get you certified in firefighter, which takes about a semester of night classes. And you'll get from entry level all the way to fire one and hazmat operations, which is basically the low end of the totem pole, I guess you'd say, because you can get up to firefighter two and hazmat technician and all those kind of things. But the semester long first intro into it is only, like I said, a semester long of evening classes. So it doesn't take a lot of commitment as far as that stuff goes. Obviously, once you start getting into like EMS, the medical side, that obviously takes more commitment, more time. But as far as the firefighting goes, a lot of that basic stuff that you'll learn in school, and then we'll teach you more on the job once you're actually at the fire department and working. And we get a couple structure fires, or we do some trainings, to kind of give you more of the bigger background than versus just the minimal of what school will give you.
Really appreciate that. Dustin, before we move on, is there something or anything that you think that you've seen, whether it's in TV shows or movies or just in general in society, that when it comes to our firefighters that we kind of get wrong or maybe we just misunderstand? Because I know when I've talked to others in other industries similar, like, oh, yeah, there's this one thing or something.
Yeah. You
guys all have Dalmatians. Is
yeah,
that
right? You know, we're always sitting on the chairs and playing cards at the station. You know, so. You know, those kind of things, obviously, we don't do. We're way too busy. Like this year, we're 50 calls ahead of last year at this time as far as how many calls we get at the department. And we cover 95 square miles for our department for fire and EMS. So, I mean, you take that plus people having families and their full-time jobs. It's a big commitment for a lot of people to do. And I can't say enough good things about the people at Port that put in their time, or any of the volunteer departments, or even the, you know, police departments, the, you know, rapid fire, any of them. You know, it's still a big commitment, even if it's not, or even if it is your full-time job.
Yeah,
still takes a lot out of you.
Yeah, we appreciate you. You have there's some events coming up with our Port Edwards Fire Department. I wanted to touch on some of those. Which ones you got coming up?
Yeah, so August 31st, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. we partnered with the Port Edwards Police Department and the Elks Club of Wisconsin Rapids. We're going to be hosting a bike rodeo. Along with that bike rodeo, we'll also be hosting a brat fry that we teamed up with the Port Edwards band. I don't know if it's a band club committee. I think it's a band club. So they're going to be hosting a brat fry with that bike rodeo. So in the proceeds from the brat fry, we're going to go directly to the band club, so that way they have a trip coming up this summer, I believe. I don't remember exactly where it's to, but all the proceeds from that are going to go directly to them. And then our athletic association from the fire department is also going to match whatever proceeds they make to do a donation to help pay and fund, just in case some kids that, you know, they're, maybe they can't afford to go on this trip. Hopefully we can help get more kids on it and just, you know, get our community more involved.
That's a very cool event. Sounds awesome. We'll be talking about it on our morning shows, making sure to promote it and get the news out there about that. That's
appreciate it.
That's fantastic to hear about. And you have another event coming up, and this one hits close to home for me. So there's a long I've learned more and more I get older that you got to choose your battles wisely. I'm trying not to get too bent out of shape about everything and stuff, but there are certain hills that I'll die on. And
sure,
I really believe that every citizen should know CPR. Some of these techniques that really there's no downside to knowing. The knowledge just stays back there, and hopefully you never have to use it. But if you do, man, how many times have we been in this situation or hollering for, hey, does anybody know this?
Right.
What a world it would be to just know that, hey, who's going to do it, actually? Yeah. You know, and people getting up and like, oh, you got it, or what have you. It's knowledge that everybody would be benefited from, that we could all use. And I think that it's something that hopefully the farther we go along in this game of life and everything, that more and more people are knowing it, and the more and more the knowledge gets out there. You guys are doing something really cool involving this.
Yeah, so we're going to be hosting what I'm calling a community CPR event. So anybody from the community, Port, Nakusa, Rapids, it doesn't matter where you come from, I don't care. It'll be on September 6th from 8 to noon, but I'll be teaching actual CPR. It'll cost the person $10, which is just the cost of the card. So I send in the money and the info, and the card gets directly emailed to you after the class. But yeah, you'll learn CPR, the Heimlich maneuver on not only adults but kids as well, and you'll learn kids CPR as well as adult CPR. Just some good things, because I mean, if you look at statistics over the years, and when someone goes into cardiac arrest, that first 5 minutes, there's a good amount of oxygenated blood left in the body. And obviously us as first responders, we're not there yet.
Yeah.
You know, we have to get the call. Then we have to show, you know, get there. So it's a huge thing to have someone in the community that's able to do CPR right away. It makes a huge difference on that person's outcome.
That's an interesting thing. I didn't know that. That's interesting stat. Looking forward to that one. We certainly will be highlighting that, and again, bringing that one up before it gets here. And Dustin, before we let you go, I did want to talk a little bit about something you touched on earlier. It sounds like you still got a little room on that roster for volunteers or for people that want to be a part of things over there. If people want to find out more or reach out to you, how can they do that?
They can reach out to me via email. My email is pefd.chief@portedwardswi.gov. Or you can call the station directly. The number to the station is 715-842-3421. Mm. In those ways, you can find out more about being a firefighter. You can also go on the Village's website. The Village's website, if you go on the Port Edwards under Fire Department, there's a job posting in there for firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
Click on that. It has the requirements. It has an application with it and who to email it to, which would be Scott Stewart, who is our PFC president. Those are the easiest ways to do it. If you happen to be driving by the station and you see the doors open or vehicles in the parking lot, feel free to stop in and we'll give you a show around and even hand you an application if you want.
Dustin, I'm going to be there every day with disguises, making you guys like constantly show me around and everything. Like, it's James again. Just pretend you don't recognize. Oh, funny mustache. And just for the audience to know, if you're looking for that information, you can reach out to our staff here and we'll make sure you get it. Otherwise, I threw into the old search engine Port Edwards Fire Department, and all of that popped right up for me, Dustin.
So perfect.
Encourage you to do it that way as well. If whatever's easiest for you, just reach out and certainly support our Port Edwards Fire Department whenever you see them at events or anything. Come by, say hi, learn more about the great work that they're doing over there. Dustin, thanks so much. This was awesome. Yeah, thanks for hanging
appreciate
out.
Appreciate it.
I appreciate the time. And we appreciate all you being with us for another edition of WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic here at WFHR.com.